From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Tyler Childers, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
How are you doing?
By the banks of the river, where the willows hang down, and the wild birds they warble with low moaning sound, way down in the hollow where the river runs cold. It was there I first listened to the lies that you told. Now I lie on my back and I see your sweet face. In the past I remember, time can erase. In the letters you wrote me, they were written in shame. And I know that your conscience still echoes my name. If the ladies were blackbirds, if the ladies were thrushes, well, I'd lie there for hours in the chilly cold marshes. And if the women were squirrels with them high bushy tails, I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt and nails. I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt and nails.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening, good evening. All right. Good evening, one and all, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 505th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Tyler Childers in a return visit of this Louisa, Kentucky-based musician. Tyler, who released his first album at 19, has persisted and practiced and worked at his craft over the years, and both his writing and performing don't cease to impress. Tyler also recorded the live EP from right here, an appearance on Red Barn Radio just over 2 years ago. Folks, please welcome to Red Barn stage, Tyler Childers.
Good to be here. How's everybody doing this evening? Everybody doing good? Here in Art's Place and out there in the radio waves. It's good to be here singing for you. I got a few new ones and a couple old ones. I'm gonna try out for you here. Start out with new stuff early, and if it doesn't work out, then we got a little bit to work up. Make up for it.
Pocahontas in the cranberry glades. Ain't got bars nor the charge collar anyways. My mind's a mile a minute and my mind barks like hounds. I'm focused on my breathing and the universal sound. I think about my darling girl sleeping all alone. I pray the stars will shoot her all the wishes she can hold. On the day that I return, I aim to lay her down. But right now I'm focused on the universal sound. Think about tobacco juice and mason jars of shine. I think about the vices I let take me over time. I recall when I was a baby, I didn't need nothing around but a little bitty rattler and the universal sound. I closed my eyes, it was all so clear. It was all right then, it was all right here. I've been up on the mountain and I've seen his wondrous grace. I've sat there on a bar stool and I've looked him in the face. He seemed a little haggard, but it did not slow him down. He was humming to the neon of the universal sound. Focus on my breathing and the universal sound. I let it take me over from the toenails to the crown of the body that I'm in till they put me in the ground. And I return to the chorus of the universal sound.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, the generous guy who just gave me his last water is Tyler Childers. He's our guest on Red Barn Radio tonight. Tyler's most recent CD is actually an EP made from a performance right here on Red Barn Radio. And I know that's available if you go in online.
You can find it on iTunes and Amazon and Bandcamp.
And you also have a CD, Bottles and Bibles.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sorry, I'm asking you these things like I don't really know what I'm talking about. And that's because I'm a newcomer to your music. You came into the Red Barn world during my hiatus from the show. Tyler, where were you living at the time when you were sort of first gripped with the idea that music was important to you?
I started playing in high school. I reckon I got my guitar in eighth grade and really started getting at it when I was a freshman and started wanting to write songs.
Was that in Louisa or was that in Paintsville?
I was living in Louisa. Up till my freshman year, I went to school in Lawrence County. I ended up graduating in Johnson County at Paintsville High School. My last 3 years of high school, I hung out there and hung out there a lot. And after high school, kind of kicked around and worked at the movies and worked at Sears and stayed there on buddy's couches. And when I needed to, you know, change clothes and good cooking, I'd go back home.
I went to the craft department for to buy a fake bouquet. I love you till these flowers die, and they won't die anyway. Their petals, they are made of fabric. Stem is plastic, color green. They don't need no vase of water. Toughest flower you ever seen. Over time they may get dusty, you just brush that dust away. All they need's a little love. I'll love you like a fake bouquet. The
sprayed them in my Stetson black so that you would think of me every time you take a whiff. Take a whiff, my honeybee. Bought a card in aisle 9. There ain't nothing I could say. Hallmark ain't got figured out. Printed up, already made. Cost a bit, but I don't mind, cause I ain't got the skills it takes, nor the time to make a card to give you with this fake bouquet. Some die off in the July heat. Some die off when the yards all freeze. Plastic flowers hold their bloom. Summer, fall, winter, spring. They don't need no certain climate for to make their petals stay. All they need's a little love. I'll love you like a fake bouquet. When the man comes down to fetch me and to take my soul away, you'll still have this cheesy card and this old faded fake bouquet.
Days of playing music with your friend Cody and whose grandmother you sang about, that was when you were how old?
16 to 18, you know, high school, sophomore, senior
good
year.
Good years.
Good years.
Yeah.
You know.
I really like that song a lot. When we talk with musicians on the stage so often, especially folks who learned old-time music and learned from playing with relatives and whatnot, they so often talk about how much an older person impacted them. You saw it draw out that idea that they're so non-judgmental to them. It's just like, kids are lovely.
She was there a lot of times and, you know, hanging out with us and watching over us and maybe didn't agree with everything. But
yeah,
she was just glad that we were at least semi-smart about it.
Uh-huh.
Totally ignorant, just a little bit. I do one here for you that I wrote from my buddy Cody and his grandma. I think first time I ever got all the way through it was here at Red Barn Radio last time I was here. My buddy Cody Reynolds and his brothers, they lived real close to Paintsville High School. Their grandma lived with them, and after school, all of us buddies, brothers, would go over there and we'd hang out. We had some banjo players, we had some guitar players, and then we had some more guitar players, and all of us would hang out. We'd play our guitars, and that one fellow would play his banjo. Grandmother would sit there and listen to us, and we were all good buddies all the way through high school. And when we graduated, we all went our separate ways, and I came here to Lexington, and I lived for a good little bit, and I got a call from Cody's girlfriend, and his grandmother passed away, so I wrote this song for Cody and all our buddies.
Back before these calloused hands and all this work, we used to sit up at the flats, acting like we'd live forever, getting high and skipping class. Yeah, I reckon we were heathens, but in her eyes we were saints. Now you're calling all the boys home, cause heaven's angels carried her away. So I will follow you to Virgie, although it hurts me so to lay to rest this mountain beauty that the Lord's called home. And I can see her up in glory, I can see her through the pines. Back when all us boys were trying to make sense of all these strings, I can see her in the corner just singing along to all our crazy dreams. So I will follow you to Virgie, although it hurts me so to lay to rest this mountain beauty that the Lord's called home. And I can see her up in glory, I can see her through the pines. And I will follow you to Virgie, cause that's what us boys are for, to help you out when you get weary and you can't go no more. And can't you see her up there, Cody? I can see her through the pines. Same boys, be good.
So then you finished high school in Johnson County. And go back to Louisa. You were there then until you were middle school?
Well, I stayed in school there until I was freshman.
Okay.
After my freshman year.
So what's Louisa like?
Probably small town in eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
We got the birdhouse there, you know, the big gas station on 23. And Gatesville Lake, and golf course, and Dee's Drive-In. Yeah. I may have this wrong, but I think I got it right. I ain't sure. But we have one of the only two bridges in the whole world where you can turn right in the middle of it. In between Fort Gay, West Virginia, and Louisa. It was a Jeopardy question. So think about it. Keep it in mind.
Well, my buckle makes impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are a little feathered engines where we tussled through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stoned to the house. Such an angel, too messed up to get back home. Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof. She asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me. There's been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. Hold me close, my dear. Sing your whispering song softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and I can always count on you be there when the bullets fly. I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight. Well, my heart is sweating bullets from the circles it has raced, like a little feathered engine calling out the clouds for rain. I go running through the thicket, I go careless through the thorns, just to hold her for a minute, though it'll leave me wanting more. Hold me close, my dear. Sing your whispering song softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and how I can always count on you. Be there when the bullets fly. I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with Tyler Childers on Red Barn Radio.
The idea of a golf course, maybe I'm all mixed up about, you know, ideas of Eastern Kentucky. I'm not a Kentucky native.
Good old boys don't like to golf. What are you saying? Well, you know, if we save enough cans and we get to recycle them, then we'll get us a golf club set.
It's not about the price of the green fees. It's just that, yeah.
It's supposed to be one of the best golf courses in Kentucky, actually. You have to have a golf cart, though. It's not a walking one. There's a lot of up and down and exercise. My favorite thing about the golfing was the drinking.
Did you ever golf, actually?
A little bit. I had a buddy in high school who his grandpa helped out a lot at the golf course. The prices for golfing are outrageous. He helped out there and, you know, if we came up early in the morning, you get in for a discount, grandpa discount. I did pretty good. I hit the head of my driver about 180 yards one time. Just the head of it. The ball stayed there. It was a fun time.
I bought a house at the mouth of the holler, a ring at the pawn shop, and a crib for the kid. I heard some word there was work up in Hindman. I'm going tomorrow and hope that there is. But my sweat and my wages, they don't seem to weigh out. I'm getting more aches than I'm gaining in gold. Whoever said you could raise you a family just working your tail off, knee deep in coal? Now the sign at the church says I'll reap what I'm sowing, but I ain't lost sleep, 'cause it'll come in due time. And if the Lord wants to take me, I'm here for the taking, 'cause hell's probably better than trying to get by. You can see me on the front page, it'll be out tomorrow. A boy in his 20s shot down in his prime for trying to hold up the Texaco station. They'll say I was desperate, they're probably right. I bought a house at the mouth of the holler, a ring at the pawn shop, and a crib for the kid. And I heard some word there was work up in Hindman. I'm going tomorrow and hope that there is.
Tell us why you ended up coming then to Lexington. Something I read gave me the impression that you went to Western.
I was enrolled in classes in Western. Spent a lot of time in Nashville. I had to leave just because it seemed like a great idea not to be there anymore in classes that I wasn't going to. And so I came back home and I kicked around at the local Sears. And I was saving up money to go to Austin. And I worked there 6 or 7 months and gathered up some money and started looking for apartments and whatnot, and realized that it's a pretty expensive town, Austin is. I had a really good buddy in Lexington that when I wasn't working on the weekends, I would go and I'd stay with him, and I was like, man, if I can't go to Austin, I'd want nothing more than to go and live with him and just hang out in Lexington. And about the time that I was talking to my buddy about this at Sears, I got a call from my buddy Kane here in Lexington, and he was having to move, and he was looking for roommates. And I was like, that's a sign that I need to be in Lexington. So I came here, and I hung out for about three and a half years and had a blast.
Were you compelled to go to college or directed to go there?
It was more of a suggestion, you know. Uh-huh. And I tried it. And when I moved to Lexington again, I went to the community college here, and I found out that, you know, if you go to classes and do your homework, then it's a little bit easier. The grades, grades tend to be better.
Yeah.
And you learn something. I went during the summer and the fall and the spring, and I got that next summer off, and I started playing music out and about, getting a good reception and people coming out to shows and having a lot of fun. And I opted out going back. And so since then, I've just been playing music.
Take any college writing classes?
I took some writing classes from my senior year of high school. I took some college English classes at the community college there in Paintsville from a fellow named Ken Sloan. He mostly concentrated on Appalachian writers, Silas House, and you know, folks like that. And I learned a lot from Ken Sloan about, you know, writing from where you came from and finding your voice and your roots. So it was a big help.
Cool.
Daddy worked like a mule mine in Pike County Coal, till he messed up his back and couldn't work anymore. He said, one of these days you'll get out of these hills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. See, the ways of this world will just bring you to tears. Keep the Lord in your heart and you'll have nothing to fear. Live the best that you can and don't lie and don't steal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Well, Daddy, I've been trying, I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, they bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Keep in mind that a man's just as good as his word. It takes twice as long to build bridges you've burnt. And there's hurt you can cause, time alone cannot heal.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tyler Childers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Tyler Childers after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.